We're still in Luke's Gospel. We're up to chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. That's very wonderful that Luke has put all the red letters in his Gospel, the words that are attributed to Jesus. Now, here's another story in chapter 16, and it's the story of the shrewd manager. Jesus told this story to his disciples, both at his time when he was here and us modern-day disciples. Amen? A rich man, New Living Translation, hired a manager to handle his affairs, but soon a rumor went around that the manager was thoroughly dishonest. So his employer called him in and said, "What's this I hear about you stealing from me? Get your report in order, because you are going to be dismissed." Well, the manager thought to himself, "Now what? I'm through here, and I don't have the strength to go out and dig ditches, and I'm too proud to beg. I know just the thing. And then I'll have plenty of friends to take care of me when I leave." So he invited each person who owed money to his employer to come and discuss the situation. Then he asked the first one, "How much do you owe him?" The man replied, "I owe him 800 gallons of olive oil." So the manager told him, "Tear up the bill and write another one for just 400 gallons. "And how much do you owe me, my employer?" he asked the next man. 1,000 bushels of wheat," was the reply. Here the manager said, "Take your bill and replace it with one only 800 bushels. Well, the rich man had to admire the dishonest rascal for being shrewd. And it's true, the citizens of this world are more shrewd than the godly are. And I tell you, your worldly resources to benefit others and make friends, in this way, your generosity stores up reward for you in heaven. Unless you are faithful in small matters," Jesus said, "and you won't be faithful in large ones. If you cheat a little, you won't be honest with the greater responsibilities. And if you are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches of heaven? And if you are not faithful with other people's money, why should you be trusted with money of your own?" Verse 13, "No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.